98 FM.
And I'm pleased to welcome my first guest today. It's John Paul Wyndham of the Royal British Legion Youth Band Brentwood. Welcome, John Paul.
Thanks very much, Bob. Brilliant. Thank you.
Thanks for coming out today through that horrible weather. It's absolutely horrible out there. Now, you're coming here today to tell us all about the band, but first, can you tell us a bit about the history of the band? How did it come into being and when was it formed?
How did it come into being? Well, the story is that when I was 12 years old, 12, 13, I wanted to go and sit outside the post office in Brentwood.
Right.
And my mum and dad were horrified at the thought of that.
Right.
So before I knew where I was going up to London with my dad and going to Lambeth. And I went and visited his Secret Air unit, his old Secret Air unit, where he used to be. And
Right. It
was a smashing place. His chap that was his bandmaster and Secret Air chap was still there and a lovely fella, lovely man.
Yep.
And on the way back, he said, "Wouldn't you like to do anything like that, son?" So I said, "Well, Dad, the problem is that's in Lambeth and we're in Brentwood."
Right. Yep.
Before I knew where I was in the Brentwood Sea Cadets and that was going very well. A new chap took over the Brentwood Sea Cadets and he said he wanted to start a band.
Right.
My dad said to him, he used to be in a Sea Cadet band. Before he knew where he was in charge of the Sea Cadet band.
Okay.
And then four of us eventually said, "Let's do our own thing."
Yep.
So in October 1990, we formed the Brentwood Band, which was initially called the Brentwood Bugle Corps of Drums, because we was a bugle band to start off with.
Yeah.
And it started there, and it's grown and grown and grown. We never have, it's funny, isn't it, when I'm in business and people talk about mission statements and things, we never had it written down or the where we was going to go. It's just led, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Right.
It never ceases to amaze me
No. What
we set out to achieve and what young people can do.
So it was all born out of the fact that your dad didn't want you hanging about the streets,
absolutely,
really?
Absolutely right, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Excellent. Well, how many members do you currently have and what are the age ranges?
Yeah, we currently have 80 members. We've had the biggest influx this year of new people, which tells me that there is an appetite to learn for young people out there.
Yep.
We've had 30 new people this year.
Great.
The youngest officially is 10 years old. I say officially because if there is a young sibling of a brother or sister who's in the band who's a bit older and they can be guided and they're already playing, we do take them from 9. But generally it's 10. There's no age to leave. We try to encourage people to stay as long as we can. Most of the people that join the band have never played a musical instrument before and we're teaching them from scratch.
Great. Well, you kind of covered this, I think, but you obviously do fabulous work with young people in Brentwood. What are the aims of the band?
The aims of the band? Well, it's really teaching people, young people, the discipline. I always say to people, it's much more than just playing a trumpet. It's the teamwork of things, you know, and now we have to teach kids even to hang up a pair of trousers.
Right.
You know, being involved in the team, being a committed member, it instills a lot of things that are vital for the development of young people outside of the school environment,
right,
which I think is a must, really. You know, I've got my own two children are in the band now, and I'm very happy seeing them learn the things that I learned by experiencing things with a cross-section of people, kids,
sure,
that children and older people they wouldn't necessarily be mixing with if they wasn't in the band.
Sure, yeah. Well, I tell you, obviously do some great work. It's excellent. All right, now, I know you've got a lot going on at the moment, and we'll be hearing about that in a minute, but I think it's about time we heard some music from the band, yeah?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay,
Bob, yeah.
Right, well, this is excellent. It's Blaze Away March. Oh, fantastic. Royal British Legion Youth Band, Brentwood and the Blaze Away March. I'll be talking more with John Paul Wyndham in just a couple of moments.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Well, here's an event connected to the Royal British Legion Brentwood Youth Band. It's at the Horse and Groom, Worley Road, Great Worley, Brentwood, and it's tonight at 8 o'clock. It's a memorabilia auction night. You can go along, have a pint or a glass of vino and support a band raising... support a band fundraising night. All lots are donated by a private collector. There will be lots of items from great sporting names from football and cricket, plus signed books, including a 1964 West Ham Cup final shirt, signed by Jeff Hurst and others. And we'll be finding out a bit more about this event in a moment when I speak to John Paul. If you'd like some more information on that, you can contact David Robinson on 07831 767 376.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Now back to my guest, John Paul Wyndham. Now, we heard about your event that's happening tonight. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Oh, first of all, Bob, we've got to talk about the Blaze Away March.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you tapping away there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was tapping away. We last played that in... performed that in the Zurich Tattoo back in July. We took 60 young people over there. We performed in front of 25,000 people over the week. Did five shows, two concerts, two parade in 6 days.
Fabulous.
Absolutely tiring.
Yeah.
But when we played that, we strategically put that piece in the middle of our routine. And every show we did, the audience was clapping along to that. It really is a fantastic piece of music. So sorry, Pop,
about
that.
No, that's all right.
But the sports memorabilia auction tonight, yes, the there's a supporter of the band who he had a daughter in it back in the 90s, and he's stayed a supporter ever since. He helps run the tuck shops and things, and he's kindly donated an awful lot, a big, big catalogue.
Right.
There's signed shirts, pictures, books, gloves, flags, all ready to go out tonight, yeah.
Terrific. Well, if you're interested in that, it's at the Horse and Groom, Worley Road, Great Worley, and it all kicks off 8 o'clock tonight.
8 o'clock, yeah.
Fantastic. We've heard some marching band music. You don't just play marching band music, do you?
No, not at all. I mean, we've got fantastic facilities in Worley now. We have our own stage, and we actually sit down in concert formation, is what we call it, and work on the music a lot.
Right.
Some nights we perhaps don't even march at all.
Okay.
The music is what's important.
Sure.
It's very... If you look at an American high school band, that's very loud and very razzmatazz. That's because musically they're either playing one of two things, as in together.
Yep.
In our style of band, as in a British military style band or a wind band, concert band, there could be up to 25 to 30 different things being played to create a fuller sound.
Okay.
And that's what gives us a unique sound, and it's good for the band to be challenged. Now, we've got a great musical director, he actually qualified on the Army Bandmaster's course in the Queen's Regiment, and he really pushes the band on different concert pieces.
Yeah,
it's great.
Sounds great. Also, in early October, you're having a reunion of past members of the band, aren't you?
Very exciting.
Yeah.
As I said, we started in October 1990, and with the Facebook thing that's happening at the moment, everyone seems to be on it. The band's got its own Facebook page, which is Facebook Brentwood Band. However, my dad's friends with lots of ex-members, and he put on the very, very first photograph of the band, which was taken in April 91, right, of a group of us. We'd just won the national championships, the novice class, our first ever performance. Well, from that, it went absolutely bonkers. with old members putting their photographs on and hashtag, you know, all
right,
these
bits
and pieces.
Yeah.
And from that, one of the ladies, one of the girls who used to be in the band, Lindsay Murray, she's calling up. She was called Lindsay Day. She contacted me and said about a reunion, which is great. In our band, if you have an idea, you follow it through.
Sure.
And she's arranged it for the Saturday, the 5th of October. Mm-hmm. The current band will be playing. The old band, they won't be playing because some of them don't play anymore, obviously, but it'll be a great fun night. So if you was involved with the band, there's been approximately 600 people that have gone through the band register in its 23-year history.
Wow. Yeah.
So if you're one of that, please just Google the Brentwood Band. All the information's on our website, which is the BrentwoodLegionBand.co.uk.
Right.
On its opening page, come on, come and see some old people and see some videos. We had a chap that in 1996, when we went to America, he pretended he was in charge of a film crew. He's actually studying degree level filming, and he took hours and hours of footage. Well, none of us have ever seen it.
Right.
But since he promises us that we're going to see the video. So if you come to America with us in 1996, come and see Krista's video finally.
Excellent. Well, so that's your reunion. Then the week after that, there's a rather special concert involving both the Royal British Legion Brentwood Youth Band and the Nella Hall Friends Band. Can you tell us about the Nella Hall Friends Band and the concert you're doing?
Yeah. Nella Hall is the place where all Army musicians train. And as I said, our musical director, he trained there. And on Facebook, he's involved with a group called I Went to Nella Hall and Survived. And because we was raising money last year for our new hall, a grand hall, a very, very big concert venue we have in Worley now, he asked any of his army buddies if they would like to do a concert, which he put together. And last year we did it. We didn't promote it too much because we didn't know what it was going to be like. Well, we only had 100 people in the audience. And it's one of the best things I've ever heard. They're all... The oldest man had been to Nella Hall in the 50s. Most had been there in the 80s. Some had been there in the 90s. Most all continue to be professional musicians. And this wall of sound was absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
was a real bosh. And I would like to tell you this story quickly. There was one chap there. They met on the Saturday evening. This was last year. And I went and, you know, introduced myself to these, and I spoke to the people, and I spoke to this chap, and he was all the way from Stoke. And I said, what army band was you in? And he said, the Welsh Guards. He said, but I was in the junior leaders first, and then I went, did my army training, and I was in the Welsh Guards. But I was only there 5 months, and I went for a car windscreen.
Oh.
And I was going to be used in the Clink Clunk advert, and I must admit, I didn't really know what that was. Until about then, but obviously the Jimmy Savile thing.
Yeah, he
had over 100 stitches in his face. He'd sliced half of his tongue off. And he said he never picked up the oboe for 30 years, up until last year. Well, the next day was the concert. Oh, and he said he was in hospital for 18 months and he was in bed next to Simon Weston, which relates to what sort of period of time that was.
Right, yeah.
Well, in his concert, he actually stood up and played his oboe as a solo. And I don't want to sound a bit wimpy, but it did bring a tear to my eye.
Well, it would. That's
fantastic. And lots of these people, it was just purely a one-off concert gig by this Nella Hall Friends Band.
Right.
And John, our musical director, has decided to host another one because they were so keen to. And it's happening on Sunday, the October the 13th, for our band room.
Right.
Tickets are £10,
yep.
But I can assure you, you would never have experienced the sound that's being created. Information about that is on our website, or you can even pop down to the band room in Worley one Monday or Wednesday, 7 till 9, and pick up a ticket.
Yep, and also all of those events are on the Phoenix FM events guide, so if you missed any of those details, just go to phoenixfm.com and click on local events. It's all there. Now, John Paul, I know the band is currently rehearsing for your next public gig when you'll be off to France. How are the preparations going for that one?
Yeah, France is we don't generally do carnivals in England. It's not really our cup of tea. However, the European gigs are great fun. Yeah, it's a shame because when we go on holiday in our when we go on holiday, English people are always very polite and it's always great to speak to people. However, when we're at home, we don't seem to speak to anybody or embrace things, do we? But in France, certainly, the whole town will come out. There will be thousands of people lying in the streets and it will be a great atmosphere.
Yeah,
it's great. That type of thing, it's free for the kids. They don't pay to go to France. It's great.
Fabulous. The band seems to be such a great thing for young people to get involved in, to learn an instrument and to be part of something big and important. How can people get involved in the band? Where and when do you meet?
Well, we say most new recruits have never played an instrument.
Yep.
The band provides tuition, instrument and an opportunity to thrive. All for £1 a week, which has been exactly the same since October 1990.
Yeah.
We practice on a Monday and a Wednesday, 7 till 9. So effectively, it's 25 pence an hour, and we provide the instrument.
Superb. And just remind us again how people can get in touch with you.
Yeah, we've got a great website and a Facebook page. Our website is www.brentwoodlegionband.co.uk. Even if you're not interested in joining the band, have a look. There's some great photographs on there. We've got a Facebook page, which is /Brentwood Band. And then recently we've started a Twitter thing. I don't know if anyone else is on Twitter. We couldn't have Brentwood Band because that's Brentwood B&B. So we had to have at Brentwood underscore band.
Okay.
My brother does that, and he speaks for it. He's very clever, my brother. He, because you can only use certain amounts of letters on this Twitter, and he's very comical in what he puts on there. Okay. So I'd recommend everybody to have a look.
Worth a follow, yeah. Well, thank you, John Paul, so much for coming into Phoenix today. Tell us all about the band. And good luck with all your upcoming events and the continued success of the band. I'll put all your details up on my webpage on the Phoenix FM website later on, as well as a recording of our little chat, so you can listen back then. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Bob. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. So let's play out now with another track from the Royal British Legion Youth Band Brentwood. Then we'll have the news headlines, but first, this is the Semper Fidelis March. Fantastic music there from the Royal British Legion Youth Band Brentwood.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.